Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin. Welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. Did you know that two out of every three individuals have gastrointestinal symptoms? And literally every single thing we put into our body has either a positive or a negative effect on our health, our happiness, and ultimately our healing. So tuning in to today's episode, you're going to hear common symptoms for gut problems, how to alleviate them, and learn how the gut and the brain are connected. We're also going to be going over the three R's to gut healing.
We've really, like, the gut in the last, let me call it, the last 10 years, the gut has really taken center stage. It's really having a moment.
Yep.
Main character moment.
You're going back to this. The main character moment.
If you will, but it's true. I don't think really anybody understood. Maybe there were people out there that understood, but I don't think it came front and center really in the health community, like how pivotal the gut is to all of the things that are happening in your body.
Yeah.
Right. And so now we've really spent the last 10, 15, 20 years diving in to this concept of the different ways that the gut affects your health and your body. And the funny thing is I remember sitting probably eight years ago and talking with a mental health professional that was telling me there is no connection between the food you eat and mental health. And I remember saying, no, it's coming out now. Everything in the stomach affects other things in your body, right? Absolutely. Mental health, physical health, you know, whatever, like the things that happen in your stomach have a cascading effect all throughout your body. And I remember, and that wasn't too long ago.
Well, just very simply, like, if you think about this, you like go back to the old adage, you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. So literally, you know, you're this living human being. You need, you know, we always say like you're a complicated houseplant. Basically, you need food, water, sunlight. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's certain things.
One of the good houseplants.
There's certain things you need. Food. We know that we literally make every cell of our body out of food. So
right. It's
called assimilation, right? So the assimilation, and then we take these nutrients and we turn them into the parts of our body. Like literally, your skin, your heart, everything's made out of proteins and different, you know, nutrients from food, vitamins, right. Minerals, et cetera. So that being said, we have a system, your digestive system, that everything has to go into to get broken down. And whatever you put in your gut literally becomes your body
right. After
your body breaks it down, assimilates, it gets rid of things, detoxifies, et cetera. So how could anyone be so ignorant to believe that the health of the system that does that
right. Has
zero bearing on your health?
Right.
You know, here's the reality. 10, 15 years ago, as Max Living doctors, we're following guys like Dr. Mercola and Dr. Axe, who was a Max Living doctor.
Yeah, great friend of ours.
Dr. Axe, Dr. Mercola, you know, all these people that were talking about gut health.
Right.
And they were talking about conditions like leaky gut syndrome. Now, I'll be honest, leaky gut syndrome just sounds like Joe Blow named it, right?
Right, right.
Like, it's not overly complicated. And medicine loves to make things complicated. They would have named it like you know, gastrointestinal impermeability or whatever they want to call it, so that you would think it's overly complicated
right. And
that it's something that you can't fix outside of some magic potion or pill that medicine's, right. You know, concocted.
Right.
And the reality is it's just simply leaky gut. It means like your gut lining has actually been damaged and now the stuff that's meant to be in your intestines is making its way out of your intestines.
Out of your intestines, which I love that you're highlighting right there. Just a brief moment in time of one of the big differences when you step into this holistic health community, we are a group of people that are here to empower you to learn how to take care of yourself, right? We are stripping away the complicatedness. We are taking away, we are taking these really complicated ideas and we're just simplifying them down. And we're saying let's strip all of the nonsense away and let's make it a very simple concept for you to understand. Your gut's important. What you eat's important. And here's how it works. And let's communicate it to you really simply. We're on the other side of the coin. A lot of times in the traditional medical model, it's just adding layers and complicating layers and adding, you have this really complicated disease or process that we're going to name and overcomplicate. And then we're going to give you all these pills and maybe need to do surgery. And it just seems so far out of your reach. You have no control over it.
It's the lens that you're looking at it through. So here's the reality is health isn't complicated. You can go to school for 4 to 8 years and learn how the body works.
Right.
But there comes a point at which you have to decide, do we trust the body to do what it innately knows how to do and repair itself? So here's the thing. If you want a healthy body, it's just really simple. Get all the interference out of the way. Only give your body what it needs in terms of nutrients and food.
Right.
Stop interfering with it with chemicals and toxins and poisons.
Right.
And then just take care of your body in a way that is respectful to the design.
Right.
And then health will naturally come about. Now, there's no process that won't require some time.
Right.
But health naturally will come about because innately your body is designed to heal.
Right.
Now, health isn't complicated. What is complicated is disease.
Yes.
So now if you're eating food that's bad for you and you're not exercising and you're swallowing medication and you're not going to change any of that, if you're not going to establish healthy habits,
right,
but you're still going to try to figure out how to alleviate your problem, that's called medicine.
Right.
And that's just a slippery slope and it's messy because you're not changing the cause of the condition.
Yes.
Yep. But you're going to try to continue to treat the symptoms and it's a losing battle.
Right.
And so I hate to say it, but most of medicine is a losing battle because they're not working with the person. Mm-hmm. They're working with the organ, the cell, the symptom, the whatever, and they're not changing the lifestyle.
Right.
You can't fix a lifestyle problem with a drug. So when we go over this whole thing about gut health, and we talk about how to repair your gut because your gut has such an influence over your hormones, your mood, depression, anxiety, hormonal dysfunction, behavior, just in general, how you heal, inflammation in your body.
Right.
All of these things are related to your gut.
Right.
I would argue that there's nothing that you could have going on that your gut doesn't have a large influence over.
Right.
Because most of the time, once we get adjusted and we remove interference, then how our body rebuilds cells and heals and grows and all this is through what we put in our gut.
Absolutely.
And so cleaning up our gut's going to be our huge step in any process of healing for any condition.
It's so good. I mean, come on. That's so good. Okay. So how many different things? I feel like the gut has been called.
So it's your second brain.
Your second brain.
Why is that?
Yeah.
So there is as much neurology in your gut, about 10 pounds of nerve tissue, as there is in your brain.
Wow.
So your brain weighs about 8 to 10 pounds, roughly.
Wait, what was it that in the, what was that? Was that, what movie was that? The human head weighs.
Jerry Maguire. Jerry, did you know the human head weighs?
Was that the brain or the human head? Does that include the skull? I don't know. That's so good.
Okay, yeah, so I think that's the head including the skull. The brain might, I don't have this. You could look this up. The brain probably weighs 4 to 6 pounds, something like that.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Yeah.
It's a great trivia question right there.
Right. How much does a human brain weighs? About 3 pounds. About 3 pounds. Okay. Yeah.
So 3 pounds, you got fluid up there as well that protects it. And then you got your skull and whatever. So,
yeah.
So you got about 3 pounds of nerve tissue and you have about the same amount of nerve tissue in your gut.
Okay.
So they call it your second brain because there's roughly the same number of neurons in your gut that there is in your brain.
So that's really interesting.
So think about this. We all think of our brain as doing all the thinking, processing, et cetera. But there's a huge gut-brain connection here. So, here's the easy way of thinking about this. You know, especially if you're somebody who eats pretty clean on a regular basis, go and sit down and have the worst Chinese food you can imagine, the MSG laden stuff. Drink a massive Diet Coke.
Nope.
This actually isn't an exercise I want you to do, but if you did this, if you've ever had a meal where you're like, oh, I just went off the rails.
Yeah.
How do you feel? How does your brain
awful.
Feel? Like, you
Foggy.
Know what I mean? You start feeling brain fog. It affects your mood.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
whatever. How about this one? How about when you haven't eaten in a while and you get hangry?
Oh, I've never done that. Can you vouch?
You might have needed to eat this morning, actually.
We might have had a situation.
But here's the thing. When you're hangry, why is that? Well, right. 95% of the serotonin in your body is produced in your gut.
Okay.
So serotonin has a profound impact on your mood, and it influences both your mood and GI motility. So all of your serotonin, like 95% of it's created in the gut. And then 50% of all your dopamine is created in the gut. And dopamine is, the chemical of, feeling satiated and happy and, or content. So when you eat a meal and you secrete that dopamine, or, dopamine is like when you think you got a text message, you open it up and you're like, oh, somebody likes me. That's dopamine.
Right.
And so that dopamine is created in your gut. So if you're not, if your gut health is off, you're not going to feel content. You're not going to feel satisfied. What's an easy place to slip into? Depression. Depression's right. A really easy one when dopamine is off. And when serotonin's off, we don't feel love. We don't feel connection. We don't feel, our mood is off. And so it's just interesting that the gut plays such a role there. Also, the amount of bacteria in your gut, you ready?
Yes.
About 80% of all the microbes that make up your immune system are in your gut. So, you've heard that the largest part of your immune system is in your gut. Well, most of your immune system regulation comes through your nervous system.
Sure.
So it's regulated through your nervous system, but the actual, soldiers, so to speak, the activity, the actual bacteria that go to work to create this immunity, they largely exist in your gut, about 80% of it.
That's really interesting. So they're working hand in hand, right, with the nervous system.
Again, that goes back to that gut brain connection.
Right. So, which is really interesting, right? If the gut and the nervous system are working hand in hand, right? That you have like the soldiers and then you have that system that's regulating it. How could you ever have a conversation about the gut without having a conversation about the spine?
Well, you can't, but the problem is most people, in fact, even most doctors don't truly understand the impacts of subluxation when it comes to the nervous system and the interference. It's not that they don't believe that the nervous system controls everything. They just don't understand. They've never studied or understand subluxation and the large devastating effect that subluxations of the spine can create in the nervous system. How do I know that they've never studied it? Because we see them as patients. We see doctors. I see dentists. I've had a neurosurgeon recently as a patient. I had a doctor of internal medicine that was a patient. And what's funny is like we help them, and I've seen them come off of medications that they're, colleagues prescribed to them for health issues.
Right.
And they had no idea that the nervous system could play a role in them healing from those issues. So I think today it's important that we break down we're doing this gut health workshop in the month of August.
Yes.
What are we going to be going over? What are people going to learn when they come to a gut health workshop at a Max Living office? Well, first of all, we talked about the neurotransmitters that are in the gut. They're important. The fact that your gut controls your mood and your immune system, et cetera. But there are bacteria that are supposed to be in your gut, and then there are bacteria that aren't supposed to be in your gut.
Right.
So they're harmful bacteria, and really not just harmful bacteria, but we collect things like bacteria, parasites, believe it or not, toxins, leftover food particles. There are folds in your gut where stuff can get kind of stuck. And so that there's this whole idea that over a lifetime, your gut can start kind of collecting some of this stuff.
Right. Right.
And if you've never cleansed your gut, that's an important thing to do. And I would argue that historically we did these type of things innately, and we didn't have to do this back in the day because seasonally we ate different, right? Like you would eat maybe fruits and vegetables when they were ripe, and then you'd eat maybe starches or meats in the winter that you could preserve more easily.
Right.
So your gut would get a break.
Right.
And then, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so some people call it evolution. As somebody who, subscribes to the idea of creation, I don't buy that. I believe that we were actually designed to like work with the planet.
Right.
But now that we have thermostats and deep freezers and, all these things, like we've convenienced ourselves away from being strongly affiliated with what the earth is doing for us.
Sure, absolutely.
We're no longer working with nature.
Absolutely.
In fact, we figured out ways to outsmart nature in some ways, but it has a devastating effect on us. So,
right, but have we outsmarted it?
Right? Yeah, right. Yeah, so where exactly. We used to maybe make teas and have more herbs and do things that maybe helped cleanse the gut.
Right.
Now we don't do those things anymore.
Right.
And so now we have this biotoxic accumulation that happens in our gut where we have parasites and bad bacteria, candida, which is yeast. We can have this overgrowth of yeast. Our body loves to feed on sugar. That yeast loves to feed on sugar. So having those herbs, having those enzymes, having all that stuff is critical, because what happens is that stuff will damage your intestinal lining.
Sure.
Right. And going back to that whole idea of leaky gut.
Right.
If it damages your intestinal lining and that lining becomes damaged, then you get perforations in the gut, micro perforations. This isn't like your gut's torn open.
Right.
But you literally have micro trauma that occurs, and these bacteria, these protein particles, these, you know, toxins, they make your way into your bloodstream.
Right.
And then what happens in your bloodstream is your body has another type of immune response to it. And you actually start becoming allergic to these things that aren't meant to be out in the bloodstream.
Yes.
So, you know, when people are like, oh, I have an allergy to peanuts. Well, sometimes that's because you had leaky gut.
Right.
And those proteins from the peanut made their way out of your gut into your bloodstream.
Into
your bloodstream attacked it. And now you have an allergy to peanuts. Or that could be an antibiotic that destroyed your gut. Now you have an allergy to the antibiotic. Or that could be something as simple as, you know, I have an aversion to a certain meat.
Yeah.
That is eggs, right?
Right.
An allergy to eggs. So it's common that people will go through these, elimination diets.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Yep.
Sure. Like, will it help your allergies if you eliminate the thing that you're allergic to? Yeah. Absolutely. But then
do the math on that.
Right.
Exactly.
The smarter thing, though, is that we can go back and we can heal the gut.
Yes.
And we can repair it. And then if you give your body enough time, these allergies actually can resolve themselves.
Yes.
But you got to get out of the presence of the offender long enough, and then you got to repair the gut. So how do we repair the gut?
That's a great, listen, I'm glad I asked myself that question. And I think what you're talking about here is this three-step process to gut health, right? That remove, repair, and reinoculate. And we're on that repair step
Three R's, not the mom used to tell you about reading, writing,
arithmetic. Yeah. Yes, right.
This is the three R's for the gut.
Right.
So the first thing is, you know, remove, like we just talked about, removing what's harmful. So that is, you got to stop eating the stuff that's doing the damage.
Right. Yes.
But then there's a second part of removing is you got to actually get some of the stuff out of your gut.
Right.
Like literally remove the stuff out of your gut.
Yes. Something that's causing you harm, trapped in there.
This isn't just like a detox. This is truly a cleanse. It's a cleanse because you're actually working with your body's normal systems of not just detoxification, but drainage.
Yes.
That detoxifying is a cellular term. You don't detoxify your gut.
Okay.
You cleanse your gut.
Oh, that's good.
So it's normal drainage.
All right.
That you got to get everything out that's in. So this is where fasting is really good. This is where certain teas and herbs are good, that you actually just have to flush the gut and get everything out. This is where you might be in the bathroom for a day or two.
Oh gosh.
This shouldn't be something that's, you know, rough,
right.
Tough on your body. It should be normal, and we should get everything out. Mm-hmm. And then the next step is you got to repair it.
Right.
So how do you repair it? Again, going back, there are certain essential amino acids.
Yes.
Your gut needs things like glycine and like glycine, leucine, there's these amino acids that are really important for gut repair.
Digestive enzymes.
Yeah, bacteria, digestive enzymes.
Yep, minerals, lots of different items. And they're even in Max Living, we have a number of different supplements in our supplement line that sort of act, you know, once you've completed that first part.
Yeah, Max Cleanse and Max GI are two of the best for repairing the gut and getting stuff out. Max Cleanse helps really get stuff out.
Yep.
And then Max GI is the product for really getting your gut repaired.
Repaired.
And then there's like, again, and we don't guess, we test, remember that. Right. So there are general protocols that just would generally be good for everybody to do every now and then.
Yes.
But sometimes you can do a general protocol and things still aren't great afterwards. And so that's where like metabolics testing, that becomes important because, you know, you may be very deficient in certain amino acids.
Right, right.
And if you're deficient in those amino acids, a generalized product may not replace that.
Right.
And you might need twice the dosage somebody else needs.
Somebody else, yep.
just based on your history. So again, testing with metabolics, and we go over that at the gut workshops, who's a good candidate for metabolics testing.
Right.
So that's the repair. And then lastly, reinoculating is simply getting the good bacteria back in.
I love this part.
When you're reinoculating the bacteria, and we, you know, you heard that term inoculate, sometimes you hear it in terms of vaccines, because when your gut is so damaged and your gut is so overwhelmed and damaged and whatever, and your immune system's tanking, right. This is where people don't feel strong immunity. So then they're more susceptible to running off and go getting,
yes. You
know, 70 different jabs between the age of birth all the way up to 18 years old.
Right.
Because
right.
they have this idea that the immune system isn't inherently strong in itself. Why?
Yes.
Because the gut has actually been damaged, ironically enough, through things like heavy metals and toxins, stuff that's in vaccines, as well right. As antibiotics, which a lot of people use when they've vaccinated, because the actual immune system takes a hit from the vaccines, and then they take antibiotics to try to fight off the thing.
Right, right.
And then over time, just diet and stuff. So, but then there's this whole idea that inoculation, right, through shots. Well, we don't need inoculation through shots. We need right. Inoculation through good bacteria in our gut.
It's so good.
We need a good jab of probiotics. So we use a probiotic called 50B.
Yes.
It's a strong probiotic, and you got to re-inoculate the gut. So,
which I think that this is a huge part, because like you can't do, I mean, all of these, they happen sequentially and they're all very significant, right? So like you need to remove, you have to repair, but you can't stop there. You can't, you're not done yet. The job's not done yet. The reinoculate portion of it is a huge portion of it. And it's also even like, I mean, you know, we talk about things sometimes in a little bit of like a biblical sense, but like, that's also a very biblical concept that like you remove something and you replace it with the good stuff. Right. And so in this piece of it, like the reinoculation part of it, it's a big part of it, going through and reinoculating those prebiotic fiber foods, fermented foods, you know, clean, healthy water, pure water that you're drinking, like reinoculating and getting your gut back to that level where it's going to function at a great place is important.
Yep, absolutely. So here's the thing. If you are listening to this, you're like, oh man, I might have leaky gut, or my mood has been off lately, or I've been feeling kind of depressed and or a foggy headed or whatever, then chances are there's some gut health issues going on there.
Right.
Here's another indication you might have gut health issues. You live in North America and you're subjected to a lot of the stuff that is involved in standard American living.
Right.
Toxins in the air and food, et cetera. So chances are, if you are a human being, you probably should learn about your gut health.
Right.
So we have workshops and Max Living offices all over the U.S. Go www.maxliving.com/locations, and you can find the clinic near you and find out when they're going to be hosting their gut health workshop. You don't want to miss this one. It's going to be awesome. So until next week, this was the Max Living Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.